your pet spayed or neutered today.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we're talking with Dr. Richard Schuer-Heber this morning. We're going to be talking about the about what they're putting in the water all across America. Now, it's very difficult for the average American to believe that the government would actually be allowing something to be put into water that would be disastrous and toxic for the individual, something that would limit or decrease fertility, that would lower intelligence and make people more placid, something that would be carcinogenic, that would weaken the bones, disrupt the endocrine system, disrupt thyroid metabolism, create all sorts of problems, lower sperm count, increase the incidence of Down's disease by destroying and damaging chromosomes in the reproductive organs, that something like that could be being put into the water system is... why, that couldn't happen in America. But people don't understand. We have a visible government. We have an invisible government. And there really are people who are allowing this to go on. And certainly our guest this morning has been very concerned about this. He is trying to get the FDA to address the issue. But the FDA keeps wanting to say, well, that's the EPA's problem. That's not our problem. And yet, of course, it is their obligation to make sure that certainly that things are not put into the food or water supply that are destructive to our society. Well, he's really, I'm going to let him talk to you about the problem, because we have a serious public health policy problem in America. And unfortunately, because of the degree of control that exists over the media, the average person is not being told that they're poisoning our children. Good morning. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me again. It's good to hear your voice there. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way.
Well, thank you so very much. Did I pronounce your name, your last name right? It's a tongue twister.
Yeah, Schuer-Heber. Yeah, right. You pronounced okay. Schuer-Hofer a couple times the last time, and the funny thing is that used to be what the name was back in the 1600s. That was quite interesting you said that.
All right, you go right ahead.
Well, yeah, what I wanted everybody to know was we finally got the rebuttal back into the FDA Friday. I sent it in. It's about a 50-page document. It's a lot of work. It's a big load off my mind. They allowed us to send in a rebuttal because, like you said, the FDA really wants the EPA to handle this, but the EPA has not been handling it. And so back really in 1985, the EPA kind of washed its hands of the matter because they really only have congressional authority to regulate accidental contaminants like pesticides in the water, things like that. They don't know what really to do with an intentionally added flutilizic acid agent that's used really for a therapeutic purpose. So it's really the FDA that has to ban that. I think we did a good job in writing this rebuttal up so that they will notice that because the Congress gives only the FDA authority over regulating all drugs in the United States, that it's really...
No, I think people have to understand that they are intentionally medicating the water. They're not trying to purify the water, clean the water, make it antiseptic. They're medicating the water. They're using the water to medicate the children so that the children, will not have cavities. The difficulty is that what they're putting into the water does not in any way influence the incidence of cavities in children. They know that. But what they're doing is medicating the entire population with something which is dangerous, hazardous, lethal, increases the incidence of cancer and Down's disease and lowers the sperm count in male. Why would they do something like that? Well, basically, you've already sent in a statement to the FDA. What did they do when you first sent your first petition to them?
Well, they analyzed it for about 3 years, and they didn't criticize any of the science, none of it. And I think if they would have been able to, they would have. So that seems not to be the issue. The issue is they just feel that all along the EPA should have handled this. And I must say that the FDA at least has taken a noble stance all these years. Since 1963, they've never given FDA approval for any artificial fluoride to be ingested.
But it may be noble, but basically they've allowed it. That's the thing.
Well, that's the problem. That's why I keep, you know, I don't want to yell at them because I want them to help us. But on the other hand, you're right. It's just, I would say that my estimation is that half of the people at the FDA agree with us and want it banned, and the other half don't want to get involved because it was a drug that was used since 1945, which is way before 1962 when the FDA first got permission to start demanding clinical trials and stuff like that to regulate drugs. So it was kind of grandfathered in, and half of the FDA just has always not wanted to directly get involved. So you can kind of understand it, but I think the information we're sending them now is going to be pretty overwhelming for them. Not only my deal, but also Dr. Osmundson, and he has a dental law group up in Washington State. They heard that I had been sending in this petition, and they called the FDA and asked for permission to add more information, and the FDA is allowing it. They said, go ahead and send in what you've got. And I've looked at their stuff, and I've helped them, and they've helped me. And he's sending his today.
Now, what is wrong with adding fluoride to the water to help, prevent children's cavities? I'm sure that is the question that people are saying. I mean, what's possibly wrong with trying to prevent dental cavities in children?
Well, that's how this whole thing started back in the 40s, because people mistakenly, though, thought that these whitish teeth that existed in some kids in these towns in Texas were due to the fluoride in the water, because it was like one part per million fluoride, but it was loaded with calcium, and it's calcium that built strong teeth.
And so it was basically in those communities where they had lots of calcium in the water as well as a low-dose fluoride that the dental situation was better. It was the calcium, not the fluoride, that created the decreased cavities. Is that it?
Yes. Absolutely, and natural calcium fluoride is not even a registered toxic on any toxic registry. It takes about 5,000 parts per million before you'd actually be able to kill an animal, as opposed to only 100 parts per million with all the artificial fluorides that don't have calcium, and that's the kind that are being used in the water supply. They're artificially manufactured from the fertilizer industry, and it's a flucillic acid-enriched preparation. They use it for the fluoride, and of course they relabel it as fluoride, which is a violation of federal drug law. And they sell that they ship it on rail cars, specially lined with rubber, because the material would dissolve stainless steel or glass or most metals. So they have to rubber line the tanks. And they ship it out with rail cars, all these water districts. 65% of the water districts think it's fluoride.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass.
Keep this in mind when you're out on the town, at a family gathering, or with friends. Please don't drive and drink. Designate drivers and know your limits. Make our roads this holiday season safe for you and everyone around you. A strong, safe community begins with the involvement and integrity of its people. That message is brought to you by the folks who care at Sykes Enterprises, located in Sterling, where they wish us all a safe and happy holiday season.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Dr. Richard Sauerheber, and we're talking about the fact that they're not putting fluoride into the water. They're putting hydrofluosilicic acid in. It is so toxic. It has to be transported in rail cars that are or in trucks where the tanks are lined with rubber. Why? Because it'll eat through metal. It is that toxic. It's so toxic. Why you can't put it in the normal toxic dump, a waste dump. It can't put it into the rivers, can't put it in the ocean. So they're putting in our drinking water. Now, does that make sense? And certainly we talked in the past about the work by Dr. Robin Masters back at Dartmouth, who's pointed out the CDC study that showed in areas where they use this in the water, why the incidence of lead in the blood, the level of lead in the blood of children rises because this is so toxic. It actually will pull the lead out of bronze. It'll pull fixtures, bathroom fixtures, out of solder, out of the pipes. It dramatically increases the level of lead, especially the blood of especially black children, which is associated with criminal activity. And it is not simply by accident that one in every three young black men, 21 to 31, is in prison, probation, parole. Dr. Masters has pointed this out in his work, totally ignored by the controlled media. And little wonder, of course, because it increases the level of lead in the blood of black children much more than in white children. But you're never going to hear this through regular channels. Well, certainly, basically, what harm, from your point of view, does the hydrofluosilicic acid do when they put it in the water? What does this do to people?
Well, it largely depends on how soft or how hard a region's water is. But, the worst incident was, of course, in Hooper Bay, Alaska.
Could you speak just a little louder, please?
Yeah, one of the worst incidents was Hooper Bay, Alaska, of course, which we talked about before.
Go ahead, but please, this is a new audience. So please repeat what you said before.
Well, in the town of Hooper Bay, Alaska, which is right on the mouth of the Yukon River, which is really soft water, that was artificially fluoridated at one part per million, and it seemed to be working with their setup there for a while, but eventually it corroded the plumbing there, and it caused an overfeed, and then 300 people were sent to the hospital. Severe chest pain because the fluoride was crept up to a level where it was almost ready to precipitate their blood calcium, which will kill you. That fluoride is a rat poison when it's used directly in a rat like that. And then it did kill one person.
Now, we've never heard this. We've never heard about the this has been totally blocked out by the media because I've never heard about this.
You've got to go to a university, a library, or even it might be online now. It's the New England Journal of Medicine, and it was published by Gessner in 1994. And I got involved and wrote an article on that because I did some chemical solubility calculations to try to describe what happened. But that's at acute doses, and now we spend billions of dollars to make sure we have electronic injection equipment so that won't happen again. But I'm just trying to illustrate that this stuff is a poison. And at lower doses, I mean, in animals, when you study it at much lower doses, where the blood level is maybe around 3 parts per million instead of up around 8 or 10, which is what would kill a mammal, down at 3, what happens is if you feed animals that kind of dose for months and months, they'll still get weakened heart muscle, and they perish from a heart issue as well. And then at the low doses, which is what we're trying to talk about today, low doses where it's electronically ingested into hundreds of millions of people in America right now, your blood level is about 0.2 parts per million. So when you drink water like that for years, you know, a couple years, your bone level reaches about 2,000 parts per million. After a lifetime drinking, it's about 3,000 or 4,000 parts per million, and it weakens your bone. And we have an epidemic of hip fractures in old people living in these fluoridated cities now.
And they know that? I mean, actually, the significant
increase...
Well, they won't blame it.
Sorry to interrupt. most people won't blame it on the fluoride. They know the data, but they don't put two and two together. I've written to the CDC, and they just don't want to write back about it. But the CDC's own data show that we have an epidemic of hip fractures in the elderly now. And, you know, that most of them die... Many of them, I should say, die with pneumonia while they're waiting for the bone to heal, but it's fluoridated bone. It's never going to heal. And so that's what everyone gets is fluoride in their bone because fluoride is a natural calcium chelator. So even at the low 0.2 parts per million in the blood, everybody has that, and it's a pathologic incorporation that's permanent. You can never get rid of it after you've eaten it and over years of time. And luckily we have a huge bone volume that can absorb all this and keep us from being poisoned with it in the blood, but that's not the point. You know, we're not supposed to be fluoridating people's bones. And sticking with the heart, there's not a lot of information on the heart in the National Research Council report on fluoride and drinking water that goes into all the effects that you mentioned, all the mental retardation, infant mortality, all the cancer, all that. Nobody seems to talk much about the heart, but I got involved mainly because of the heart, because of the Hooper Bay incident. And so even at the 0.2 parts per million in blood, you know, long term, all these cities that are fluoridated, the Osmundson did the really good studies showing a correlation between per capita incidence of heart attack with percentage of population being fluoridated among the 50 U.S. states. And the rate goes from about 55 lethal heart attacks per 10 million people in non-fluoridated regions to about 75 lethal heart attacks per 10 million people in the fluoridated region. And it shows a really excellent correlation with all the 50 states. He arranged them all according to the percentage of the population that used fluoridated water.
So, now, who did that study?
Bill Osmundson. He's a health dentist, and basically he's been doing a lot of epidemiologic studies up in Oregon. And he works with a Washington legal group. And he's the one who also is supporting our petition with the FDA. The funny thing is he asked the FDA what is really needed in addition to what he was going to send to help me. And they actually told him. They said, well, what we really want is a cost analysis of what it's costing the country to be doing this. And they shouldn't have asked that because he's already done all that. He has all this reference stuff, and he sent me it. It's about 50 more pages of stuff. He's estimated that it's costing this country a couple of $100 billion every year to mitigate and try to treat the people that are affected adversely by drinking fluoridated water. And he bases it on his data that he had, like I mentioned, you know, the number of heart attack deaths that go up. It might be a small percentage, but it amounts to a lot of people, and it costs a lot of money and to combat.
Well, not only that, but the damage that's done, the Down's disease that it produces, the cancer. I mean, there's many studies that show it increases the incidence of osteogenic sarcoma in boys 7 or 8 years of age. They know what they're doing, and certainly large studies show higher incidence of cancer in those areas where they actually have fluoridated water compared with non-fluoridated areas. And yet, of course, they're doing this. They're poisoning the American people. And you have to ask, why are they doing that? Why don't the people in government stop this? Because they have all the scientific studies that you and I do.
Yeah, it's very strange. I've never seen anything like it, such a disconnect between the science and the people that somehow get control of this. You know, it's difficult to explain, but the EPA, like I said, has an injunction against its own EPA to try to get it to be halted. The FDA, like I said, half of them want it banned, the other half just don't want to get involved. All these agencies are just struggling within themselves over this very issue. It's really bizarre. But one of the worst things, expense-wise, he estimated a cost of $225 billion a year alone just for the mental retardation extra cases from fluoridated water, because his data shows that you get about 50 cases per 100,000 in non-fluoridated regions, with about 100 cases of mental retardation per 100,000 in a fluoridated region.
In other words, you double the incidence of metal retardation when you fluoridate the water?
Yeah. Yeah, and the cost, when you add it up over the whole country, all the people affected over the whole population, and the cost is very expensive to help these people that can't really take care of themselves for a year, the whole year of time. He estimates $225 billion just for that.
Now, and basically, is your report available on the web, or can be? How can people?
Well, the FDA usually posts.
To the
I noticed
FDA.
The FDA posted my original petition in 2007 because I think by law they have to, but it's kind of hard to find. I haven't tried to look for it, but I know it's there.
But I mean, did you ever post it?
Well, I do have it at lulu.com. It's in a book that I wrote called The Toxicity of Artificial Fluoridated Water, and it's a free download. It's kind of like at amazon.com, but it's lulu.com, L-U-L-U, and it's free. I made it free because this is the public's deal. Taxpayers are paying for it.
And how could people access that?
You just go to lulu.com, and then their search thing, you just type in toxicity of fluoridated water or fluoride, something like that, and that book will come up. And you look for the title, and you just download it for free. It takes a while. It's a lot of pages, but you just wait, and it downloads the PDF, and you can read all this. I've got stuff in there on the Hooper Bay paper that I wrote. I have the FDA petition. I've got all kinds of letters I've written to the Surgeon General, the CDC, all these different kinds of letters that are good to read.
How many pages is this report?
Oh, probably about 100 pages or so. And then I've got data in there on all the bottled waters and beverages that I've checked for fluoride content. I've got all that in there. It's pretty.
Well, now, do you mention at all? I mean, certainly the increase in the incidence of metal retardation.
A little bit. I didn't go heavily into that. I do have some in there. The trouble with that is I don't have the appendices in the book. But you can tell what's going on by looking at the text.
And basically, this is one of the greatest human tragedies, and yet the average person would say, why, our government would never allow them to poison us, and yet the FDA has the information, or the EPA does. In fact, for our listeners out there, anybody who would like to check this out readily on their own, you can go to the EPA website, the website of the scientists who work for the Environmental Protection Agency. I mean, they've tried to get the information out that the public is being poisoned. They've sent the information to all the major papers. They've refused to cover it. They sent it to every congressman. There are people planted, in my estimation, in all the congressmen's offices to keep them from getting the information. And those who did get it probably were afraid to speak out, considered afraid to be attacked by the controlled media. But the website is NTEU280, www.NTEU280.org, NTEU280.org. It's the website of the union of the scientists, the EPA scientists, and they're trying to tell you they're poisoning the American people. You can get that from us if you purchase anything else through my ministry, but you can get it on the Internet for nothing, or get it from us if you get some of our DVDs or tape sets or some of the material we have. Well, certainly, it's so vitally important people understand this, and yet, is there anything people can do to take the fluoride out of their water?
Yeah, and then before we leave the website information, a really good website, of course, it has the largest data repository on fluoride that the country, or the world, has, and that's at fluoridealert.org. That's run by the people who run the scientific journal Fluoride.
That's fluoridealert.org.
Yeah.
Fluoridealert.org.
Yeah.
And is that Paul Conant's site?
Yes, it is, yeah. That's
he
the
does.
Best
He's
site really we have for information
job.
on all aspects of cover. It covers everything you can imagine. It's got a search box, type in any information you want about fluoride, and it'll tell you. And then another good one is keepersofthewell.org. That group, they're the group that has a lot of lost legal stuff on their website, and they go around towns trying to get towns to stop fluoridating, and they win many times, proving to the water district that they're drugging people without informed consent, which is against federal drug law. And the water district didn't know that because, of course, they're always told by the dental officials that make them fluoridate that, this is safe and natural. It's going to help. You don't want to deprive kids.
And the dentists are destroying the lives of people across America, and they refuse to look into this. I mean, when they do, they realize what they're doing. There's Dr. Harvey Lambach, who's a professor up at the University of Toronto. I've talked to him. He used to be a supporter of water fluoridation. When he realized what he was doing, he came out against it. And as he told me personally, I've been threatened, and I'm not going to risk my children and my family for this issue. But
I'm Tom Phillips, owner of The Green Herb and our new company, Next Level Formulations. Next Level has formulated a new energy product called Warhead. Warhead will give you up to 8 hours of energy on 1 66-cent capsule. And unlike energy drinks, Warhead contains no sugar or artificial sweeteners. Listen.
Every morning I would drag around the house to get my housework done. But now, thanks to Warhead, my housework is usually done by noon.
I use Warhead as a pre-workout energy booster, and my workouts have never been this good. Thank you, Warhead.
I take Warhead before I go to lunch. My afternoon productivity is far better than ever.
I've reached a point in my life where my energy is low, but with the Warhead capsule, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. Call 800-910-0200, and I'll send you a free sample of Warhead. That's 800-910-0200. Call today. This is a limited time offer.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Mountain Ridge Animal Hospital reminds our listeners that owning a pet is a major responsibility. Each year, many animals are euthanized nationwide. You can help control the pet population by having your pet spayed or neutered today. By doing so, you'll help increase your pet's lifespan by 3 to 5 years by reducing the risk of cancer. That's courtesy of Michelle and the staff at Mountain Ridge Animal Hospital in Lafayette, where they've got a warm place in their hearts for our furry friends with cold noses. They say if this message is important enough for them to back, it's important enough for you to listen. So call your local vet or humane society and have your pet spayed or neutered today.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Dr. Richard Sauerheber, and we're talking about how they're poisoning you and your family. And people say, well, that couldn't be going on. If it was, why, the doctors would know. And no, the doctors wouldn't know. They control the California Medical Association, the American Medical Association, the American Dental Association, and they have an organized effort to conceal the truth from the American people. That one website that Richard mentioned, it's called fluoridealert.org, fluoridealert.org, excellent source of information. NTEU280.org, another excellent source of information. And if you're out there and you care about your children, you care about your family, you care about yourself, the incidence of heart disease is up at least 50% in the areas. And this is covered in the book we carry called fluoride deception, and just mentions this very casually. They know this. They have the statistics. But then aren't there too many people in the world? I mean, after all, wouldn't the world be better off without quite so many people? Well, could nobody would be that crash or would they? Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Have a question or comment? We'd love to address that. And certainly, is there any significant difference between the use of fluoride and the use of hydrofluo silicic acid as far as the complications are concerned?
Well, once it's diluted down to one part per million, not the main difference is, well, like you mentioned, the plumbing. I mean, it all depends on the water district and how it's handled, too, because fluosilicic acid, unlike sodium fluoride, you know, is really efficiently able to dissolve metals and brass fittings, stuff like that. So what they do is they have these huge tanks of caustic soda, which is just Drano, massive tanks for any given city that'll hold all that to neutralize the acid so it minimizes on the corrosion of their plumbing fixtures. And then that salt is dumped directly into the drinking water. And so it all depends on how it's handled. But basically, you know, the differences are largely unknown because nobody's really done a lot of studies with humans anyway, with fluosilicic acid, or where they're well controlled. But the chemistry is that the fluoride, once it's down to one part per million, it's still got no calcium. So that's why it largely is similar, whether you use sodium fluoride or the fluosilicic, once it's diluted and neutralized and all that.
All right, who do we have calling in?
Dr. Stan.
Yes.
Dr. Stan, this is Maureen in Colorado.
Well, hi, Maureen. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine, thanks. Hope you are, too. I told you last time, a time before or so, that I had spoken to my dentist about it at length, and he's just absolutely, adamantly in disagreement with me on this fluoride situation.
Has he checked any of the websites?
They won't do it. I offered to buy him everything from Radio Liberty that Radio Liberty has on fluoride, and he refuses to even receive it. So I have changed
dentists. Well, then you want to change dentists and find one who's at least open-minded enough to find out if he's poisoning children.
Pardon me,
down here, both the dentists that I'm... Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, most
what
of the dentists that I know.
Say is that I've changed dentists, and it's a much more they're more willing to listen. They are no longer, this new dentist is not using mercury any longer in any mercury fillings, so that's a good thing. And what I'd like today is if your guest would not mind, I don't hear as well as I used to, and if he would not mind giving his name clearly and spelling it if necessary. Because I'm on a crusade about this, and I'm telling everybody I want to have my facts straight.
Well, you be sure to get them to go to the EPA scientist website. That is a very, very convincing. But, Richard, would you mind spelling your name for our listener?
Sure. It's S-A-U-E-R, and then H-E-B as in boy, E-R, Sauer Heber.
Sauer Heber.
Mm-hmm. Pardon me?
Sauer Heber.
What's the last name, Doctor? We're not getting good reception here today. If you could spell the last name again.
Yeah, it's S-A-U-E-R-H-E-B-E-R.
Heber.
Yes,
yeah.
Sauer Heber.
Okay, Sauer Heber. Okay, fine, thank you. I want to be sure to have all my facts straight so that I'm totally credible when I... speak of this to anyone. I've taken copious notes, and so I'm working on it here. And thank you very much, both of you, for what you're doing.
Do you have my syllabus on the Hidden Agenda, Maureen?
Yes.
That is an excellent source of information, my syllabus, the Hidden Agenda, and we're certainly going to be pulling down Richard, actually, his book, and see what we can derive from that, the one that's there available at Lulu. But
Yeah, there's another good book that just came out by Paul Conant also. That's available at the Fluoride Alert website, too. That's a good book. Reed.
Dr. Garnett has
really
a new book out.
Now, a lot of the dentists, at least down here in our area, have banned fluoride from their buildings many, many years ago because they saw what was coming. They saw what was going on. I mean, we've had five little kids get killed in dental chairs from swallowing those 10,000 parts per million dental gels, fluoride gels. And, you know, one situation was in New York where the dental hygienist put the stuff on the kid, washed him away, and took a phone call. Well, meanwhile, the kid was swallowing the stuff. And then 20 minutes later, he had a heart attack, as he would have to. And so,
may I interrupt you to just say I'm going to hang up and listen now because I'm not getting good reception. And thank you both for what you're doing.
Okay, thank you so much, Maureen. Again, our number, 877-254-7524. And that's something that the dentists have done for years. They have this green gel. They want you to put it in your mouth. That's wonderful. We really are so concerned about you. I went to my dentist, and I said, I wouldn't take that. Don't you understand that if anybody swallowed that, it would kill them? And the dental technician looked at me in amazement, and I said, you really should study this. And she told the dentist he studied it, and he's become one of the greatest opponents of fluoride and, of course, of mercury that we have in our community. So go right ahead, Richard.
Yeah, a lot of times that's how it is. A dentist that I know learned about the deaths in the dental chairs, and he read about it, and he banned it. And other people ban it for all kinds of different other reasons. But the main thing is, getting back to the subject at hand, which is...
You're going to have to speak louder because you're fading out. It's very, very soft.
The main thing is that the subject at hand, which is putting the fluoride into drinking water, I mean, you got to remember that even the fluoride level in toothpaste is 75,000 times more concentrated than the amount that's in the saliva when you live in a fluoridated city. And so the idea that the saliva fluoride helps your teeth is sheer nonsense. I mean, we're spending...
Well, I think even the CDC will acknowledge that the effect of fluoridating water is only topical. It doesn't do any good to swallow it. So why are they forcing all of us to swallow something that is a deadly poison? And they know exactly
what they're doing. Well, the problem is they don't finish the sentence. They say it acts only topically, not from the blood, but then they need to finish the
sentence. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you looking for answers for your physical, mental, and financial health? Ganoderma, King of Herbs, is a great start because it works. OrganiGold International brings only the healthiest and purest state of 100% certified organic Ganoderma throughout their products and beverages. For information, call Gus Gowron, 970-587-2101, or check our webpage at www.bridgetscoffee.organigold.com. Once again, call 970-587-2101.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Starline Christian School, in operation since 1980 and state-licensed, is a well-rounded educational opportunity for your children. Family-centered with Bible time, structured, and social academic programs. Starline is located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado. Close to Centennial Park, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and two blocks from Jackson Elementary. Transportation is also available to the following schools: University, Montfort, Meeker, Krista McCullough, AM Kindergarten, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, and Frontier and Chapelo. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for children 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool, 8:30 to 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Full care child care before and after school programs. Call for more information, 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Dr. Richard Stauerheber, we're talking about We're talking about how they're poisoning your children. Who do we have? Somebody calling in?
Yeah, this is Craig in Fort Collins.
Hi, Craig. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, a comment and a question. One was I mentioned to my dentist a while back about fluoride and fluoridation, and he got so mad about me even suggesting taking out fluoride that I never felt such hatred coming from a guy. It was almost like I was asking him to, you know, cut off his arm. And he said if they quit fluoridating water, he says I'm going to quit my practice. And I
hope you quit that dentist, because he's doing harm. He's destroying the lives of children.
Yeah, I mean,
all he has to do is go up on the internet, go to the website of the scientists who work for the EPA to find out. And if he's that closed-minded, why I would certainly not go to him.
Okay, and the other question, I don't know, maybe you've already covered it, but did you mention anything about how this fluoridation the cities do? That's a big source of income for them, isn't it? Have you mentioned anything about that? Or?
Well, who gets the income?
I mean, doesn't like Cargill and them, don't they pay the cities?
Well, yes, yeah, the people who are trying to get rid of this toxic waste are get paid. I mean, the city pays them for this poison they're putting in the water.
Oh, I thought they paid the city
I don't believe so. Do you, Richard? I'm sure you've looked into that. What are the financial arrangements on this?
Well, the cities have to buy it from
the cities have to buy it.
Yeah, the
country
spends about $100 million a year just for the chemicals alone.
And it's wonderful for the companies, because it's so toxic. They it's very expensive to find a toxic dump where they can put it, and they can't dump it in the ocean because it is so toxic. So they put it in our water.
Yeah, the EPA classifies it as a hazardous waste. Yeah,
but that doesn't. I just further flabbergasted me that, you know, I thought it was always that they would pay the cities so they could get rid of it. And
the cities would allow
it to happen just because they get revenue.
Scam of all time.
Pardon?
Yeah, a typical city is given, say, $5 million, at least here in California, to start the process, and that usually comes from dental insurance money, stuff like that. That's not paid back; it's excess funds, and they get it started. And then what happens is the city itself has to come up from some source to pay for the ongoing use of it after that. And so
it's the come on. It's a lost leader, and they give you money to get started, and then you pay for it after that, not only in money, but in the lives and the shattered lives of the people.
Well, kind of like Randy Yarborough always says, we're paying for our own demise. So
you're paying for your own demise, and I hope you've changed dentists.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much.
God bless. All right, fine. Well, Sydney, go right ahead.
Yeah, the CDC, again, should complete the sentence. They claim that it works topically, but then they stop too early and finish that. Well, what does that mean, to work topically? Well, it can't possibly work topically from the fluoride in the saliva. And that's what many state departments of public health actually believe. They think they're fluoridating the water for a great cause, because it will fluoridate your saliva, and that will act topically on your teeth. But that's false. There's only 0.02 parts per million fluoride that gets into the saliva from the blood in a fluoridated city. It can't possibly work. Toothpaste has 1,500 parts per million, and that can work topically by, you know, inhibiting bacterial growth. So the CDC should explain that, but they don't.
Well, I think the biggest thing is that the dental cavities are caused by bacteria, and what the fluoride does, it kills bacteria. That's why you put fluoride in the toothpaste. It kills
exactly.
The bacteria. That's
exactly
what it's all about.
And the problem is, in water, it's useless for that purpose. It has no use whatsoever. It can't even possibly work if you wanted it to. It's too low to kill bacteria in the saliva or in the water.
Right.
But, you know, so we're spending billions on this stuff, and it has zero benefit.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see what the FDA does with your petitions, and certainly with the other petitions. Or are they simply going to file them away so they can continue poisoning the American people?
Well, to now, at least they've been responding. They have to follow their own law regulations. And after I sent the first one in, after a year, they had to respond, and they told me what was going on. And then after 3 years, they made their decision. So now, you know, I did get permission to send in a rebuttal. So they have their own regulations they have to follow. So they can't just toss.
But don't you think they'll circumvent them? Don't you think there are people there who really don't want to take the fluoride out?
I agree with that, yes. And so they're going to look for any loophole they can possibly find. But I don't know. This thing has a lot of information in there. I wish them luck finding a loophole this time.
Well, now, is this material that you sent in the original petition, is that available on your... Do you have a website?
No, but that's at the lulu.com bookstore, and it's the free download that I mentioned. Just type in fluoride or toxicity of fluoride water, and my book comes up, and the original petition is in that book.
All right, fine. Now, is the book actually for sale through Lulu?
Well, if you wanted a hardcover copy, you have to buy it, but I don't make anything. I kept that so people could get it as cheaply as possible.
But they can actually get the hardcover copy from Lulu?
They can, yeah, they can, yes.
And what does that cost, do you recall?
It's kind of a big book, so it might be $18, something like that.
$18, okay. But they can just pull it down on and copy it that way then.
Yeah, just keep it, copy it, whatever you want to do with it.
All right, well, I think it's great that you've got the information there, and I think it's so vitally important, and I just hope and pray that people will begin to understand that they're poisoning our children, they're poisoning the people, they know what they're doing. Certainly the information that Richard has put out is vitally important, and hopefully we can get him back again. Maybe to talk, and hopefully we're in the process of working with a company that he's checked out their products, and they actually do get the fluoride out of the water, and we'll tell you more about that at a later time. But we're going to have to get people involved in this, and they're going to, if their dentists won't listen, just change dentists, and just ask them to check the websites. The information's there. Is it possible they've been lying to? Is it possible they're doing damage? I know very well when I was practicing medicine, I gave people fluoride because I was told it was good for them. Fortunately, I didn't give them that much. I don't think I did that much harm, but this is a poison. It's a rat poison. So why are they giving it to people? Richard, I want to thank you so very much for being with us, and thank you for everything you do.
Well, you're welcome. You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Sykes Enterprises takes this time out to remind us that the holidays should be a fun time for all. Keep this in mind when you're out on the town, at a family gathering, or with friends. Please don't drive and drink. Designate drivers and know your limits. Make our roads this holiday season safe for you and everyone around you. A strong, safe community begins with the involvement and integrity of its people. That message is brought to you by the folks who care at Sykes Enterprises, located in Sterling, where they wish us all a safe and happy holiday season.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Thank you.
Hi, Dr. Stan back here. Hope you enjoyed our program this morning with Richard Sauerheber. And that's Sauerheber, Sauerheber. If you want information, of course, you certainly can. We have two excellent DVDs put out by our good friend, Dr. David Kennedy. The title, Let the Truth Be Known, Part 1, Part 2. We have two four-tape sets on water fluoridation. We have a book of fluoride deception. And then, of course, we have the talk I gave. It's called, it's available on DVD. It's called Hidden Deception. And if you get the syllabus with it, you'll get a cut on the cost and decreased cost. But the syllabus is so vitally important because it's got letters from all the scientists, over all the public health officers in Europe, chief public health officer of each country saying, you know, when asked about water fluoridation, they say, of course we wouldn't fluoridate our water. The only country in Europe that fluoridates now is, I think, 11% of Great Britain is fluoridated, and they fluoridate Ireland, and they do that because the British hate the Irish, and they want to destroy their mines to their children, and that's why they fluoridate Ireland. But the rest of the countries over there will not allow it. And many of the officers, public health officers, have written back and saying, we're trying to get fluoride out of our water. So, and then, of course, we have all the reprints from the magazine Fluoride. Fluoride basically goes into the background of, you know, how it produces Down's disease and how it affects men's sperm count, decreases the sperm count, comparing communities where fluoridated and not fluoridated, and lowers the intelligence. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. They're poisoning your children. Do you care? The syllabus has great information in it. The title is The Hidden Agenda, the syllabus, and certainly the talk. And then, of course, if you want to get go up on the Internet, you can get the information from the scientists who work for the EPA. Their union has a website, NTEU280.org. NTEU280.org stands for National Treasury Unions, NT Employees Union, National Treasury Workers Employers Union, NTEU280.org. Or if you get anything from us, you can ask for a free copy of that. We'll send it to you in a little bound syllabus. You need to have the information, and you need to keep talking about it. If your dentist won't listen to you, find a dentist that will. And pretty soon, hopefully, enough people begin learning why a lot of dentists who go out of work are because they're poisoning people and they're not fit to do that. At least they should be willing to look at the information that comes from the scientists, from the EPA. And if they're going to get angry with you, certainly go elsewhere. And that is one way, because they're poisoning people with mercury. Fortunately, more and more dentists are understanding that they've been lied to. And so that's another subject entirely. But our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, and you can go there. We don't have a section on fluoridation. We probably should, but there's just so much to do and no time to do it in. But anyway, radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there 9 hours a day. You can listen on MP3, on iPod. Certainly you can watch our videos. You can watch the section. Other videos on the web, important areas, all the really important things you can link to there. You can watch Building 7 come down. Really realize that what happened on September 11, 2001 was the false flag. The murderers are still there. They killed all those Americans so they could justify getting us into a war. And the war is going to continue, definitely. Pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
IRN USA Radio News. I'm Mark Thomas. South Korea's president is warning that if North Korea attacks again, the South will unleash an